Well, over at Seasons Eatings, we have balls for every taste. Popcorn balls, cheese balls, rum balls, you name it.
Wow. My mouth's watering just thinking about those balls. It's been years since I've seen any balls.
Would you like to see my balls now?
Yeah. Whip them out. Whip them, baby. Wow. You have some beautiful balls. They're bigger than I expected.
I know a lot of people tell me that.
Look at that, Terry, the way they glisten.
That's because I make sure that each one of my balls gets plenty of oil.
I can't help but notice, Pete, your balls are a little misshapen.
That's because I rested them on a hot stove for too long.
Can I touch your balls?
Go ahead, but be careful. They're very delicate.
Yeah. Wow. I can't wait to get my mouth around this ball. Ooh, I like the way your balls smell.
Do whatever you want to them, ladies. My balls are here for your pleasure.
Wow, Pete, I have to say your balls are so tender.
Well, there's no beating my balls. They're made from a secret sweaty family recipe. No one can resist my sweaty balls.
Yes, the classy
a Christmas
peeps.
Yeah, classic. I love that. It's one of my favorite things of all time. Hold on, I think this might be the pizza guy.
Pizza guy.
Hello?
We're ordering pizza live.
Awesome. Can you come up to the CITR radio show?
Oh, maybe he'll give me a buck so I can get some monster.
It's upstairs. If you just follow the signs to CITR, that's the radio show. That's
if you want to find us, you can come find us.
Yeah,
We're having two
because we're doing a radio show right now.
Barbecue pizza.
That would be sweet. Okay, so we'll see you in a moment. Thank you.
Yes,
pizza.
Yes. Okay, I need pizza so badly right now. You guys have no idea.
Why is that, Sam?
I'm hurting in every part of my body.
Like you were wrestling, you said.
I feel like I just finished a wrestling tournament. Not a wrestling match, a wrestling tournament. Like multiple wrestling matches.
From last night.
I even stretched before I went out because you know what? Last night I was so excited.
You did not stretch before you went dancing.
I straight up did. Because
you knew.
I knew
you were
going
to take it to that place.
I was going
to
take it there. Because first of all, I went and bought a new pair of tights and they're shiny and it looked great. Second of all, I put a flask into my tights on the back and snuck it into the bar. Sorry, Republic. Thirdly, effing, see how I centered myself
there? That was good.
Effing Fake Bled, my favorite DJ, one of my favorite DJs of all time.
Sorry, I think that's like a 50 center.
No, it's not.
Like a half a swear. We have a curse.
I'm allowed to say
right
F.
Now.
F. If I can't say F, I'll fail. But anyways, Fake Bled. Okay, we all know how obsessed I am with Fake Bled. He played last night, and it was awesome.
Why don't you just marry him?
Why don't you just marry him?
Whatever,
maybe
Sam.
I will.
Fine.
But I kind of was doing some knee dancing, like down on the floor.
You should wear knee pads underneath your
tights. I should wear knee pads. I was doing some ground climbing. I was making it happen.
Do you have those tights that when, like, you're in certain lights or the flash of a camera goes off, you realize that it's just spread out fabric and you can see through it?
No. But
you
I do
know
have
the tights I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
I do. I see them in my yoga class all the time. There's these ladies, and it's like, I kind of want to tell them. But then at the same time, it's like, how do you bring that up? Guess what? Your ass is completely worn out the back of your yoga pants. And when you go into downward dog, everyone can see your coochie.
Yeah. And
how do you tell someone that?
Coochie in yoga.
Yeah, your sweaty yoga coochie is all up in people's faces. Maybe you should go in the back row.
I think you should be talking about that. Maybe you should post a sign.
I know. Guess
Maybe
what?
Maybe you should do a special on the show about sweaty yoga coochie.
Sweaty yoga coochie is so attractive.
So you teared it up till 6:30 in the morning.
Maybe.
Maybe had an hour's sleep.
Maybe.
And might have gone to work
after. I got up. I was like, I was going to call in sick to work today. And then I got up and I looked great. And I still felt great. And I'm like,
because you were still drunk.
I was like, there's no reason for me not to go to work. You look fabulous. You have a great outfit on still. And you don't feel bad at all. You feel fabulous. I want to go talk to people. I want to be with the people. The sun was shining. Then 9 o'clock rolled around, and I was singing a different tune.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, big time.
You hit
time.
The wall.
I hit the wall.
Why don't you sing the tune that you were singing then? Sing it now.
Oh, so rock bottom. I got rocks in my bottom.
I just saw a CD that's sitting on the desk here, and it's called Horny Holidays.
Oh, can we put that on?
Maybe.
Are those ours?
Shut the F-bomb up.
They're property of CITR. It's Mojo Nixon, the Toad Lickers, Horny Holidays.
Put it in. Let's check it out. Okay, what are you guys doing for the holidays while Ed's setting this up?
I'm going to get fat at my grandma's house.
Nice.
My grandma thinks that we have a large family, but we don't. We have
so
five people in our family.
She cooks too much food?
She cooks all year round, and then I go home and I eat it all. I try to anyways. I wear gumboots.
Try and guess what I'm going to do.
I'm going to try.
Try and guess?
I'm going to try and guess. I think I kind of already know, though. Aren't you going down to the Bahamas?
But guess who I'm going to be with? This is pretty much the most awesome yet completely random thing in the world.
I know this.
I know this.
I was told and I can't remember.
Lou?
No.
Not Lou Ferrigno.
No.
Because you were with him last Christmas.
Last Christmas.
Hold on, this is a pizza guy again.
Oh my head.
Tell your story.
The dude from the Police Academy movies.
Right.
The sound effects.
I hope he doesn't make sound effects the whole time.
What are you talking about? I'm going to make him do sound effects the whole time.
That might get old after a while.
I think it's going to be awesome. No. I'm going to be drunk on the beach, and I'll be like, do a machine gun. Do it. Make it sound like helicopters are coming.
Okay, we got some music here. What do we want to listen to? We got Run, Rudolph, Run. Mr. Grinch, Head Crushing Yuletide Sing-Along. Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. Little Man Song, Go Tell It on a Mountain.
Dude, why are you reading the whole CD? Just put one in.
Okay.
Happy birthday. Speaking of happy birthday, I think we're going to talk to Jesus today.
Hello,
it's his
Jesus.
Birthday coming up next week, so we're going to give him a call and see what he's doing for his birthday.
Yeah, let's hear this track by Horny Holidays, The Total Lickers.
On your tree, hang a mistletoe in your house. Wow, baby, I wanna trim ya. Baby, I wanna trim ya. Baby, I'm gonna trim ya. Oh, trim a tree, let's go.
Shoot your eye out.
You stink. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Okay, good day. It's Christmas.
That was a couple sound clips. Oh, the pizza's here.
The pizza is here.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Pizza Man.
I was doing laps chasing the pizza guy around the Student Union building.
But you got him.
But I got him. Caught him. Wrestled him down.
And you missed a really great. You missed a really great song. By the way,
I'm choked. I'll listen to it later.
Okay, let's start Christmas. people have traditions. Everybody has traditions. We all have traditions. Around the world, they do weird things that, well, stuff that we think is weird, but to them is totally normal. In Austria, they have this thing called Krampus. It's a Christmas tradition where Krampus is essentially an incubus, which I'm not really sure what it is, but creepy alter ego evil Santa guy. And he goes around, and people essentially get dressed up wearing like masks with horns and stuff on it. And they roam the streets drunk, looking for trouble, and whipping people, essentially, who've been bad.
What?
Sounds great.
Dominatrix Santa?
Yeah, okay. In Spain, Spain licks poo. In Spain,
what?
There's a yeah, they do. It's called a, I don't know how, if I'm saying this right, but a caganer. And essentially, in nativity scenes in Spain, you often find an extra statue. And essentially, it's a little statue of someone. Nice chewing in the microphone there, folks.
Sorry, it's so it's awesome. Effing good.
And there's a statue of a person relieving themselves on the nativity scene.
Shut. On the nativity scene?
Yeah, the word cagne or whatever, however you say it in Spanish, essentially translates to the pooper.
In Spanish?
Yeah, in Spanish, it means the pooper. And it's likely to be there because it represents lots of good things, including fertility, naturalism, humanity, and equality because, well, everybody poos.
But how does that represent, like, fertility?
I don't know.
And it's, the birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a tradition, okay? Here's a North America. Well, actually, this is all over the world. I had no idea that this happened until I Googled this, but there's actually a Santa Con.
A what?
Really?
Santa Con. All I can hear is like chewing right now. Sorry. Yes.
Focus, Ed. Focus.
So SantaCon is where people get all dressed up and in all different kinds of Santa outfits, and they get drunk.
Where is it?
It's everywhere. It's like
I saw that on Granville Street 2 nights ago.
Dude, Wait a second. I almost got caught up in it.
If you go to SantaCon.com, there was a SantaCon on December 13th in Vancouver.
I have a question.
I saw that.
December 13th.
I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
I was a part, I was a witness to that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But there's apparently one in San Francisco and like 300 people show up and they get all kinky and like there's S&M Santa and like.
Okay, yeah. that was it. Because I'm like, okay, there's only one effing Santa suit, right?
No, no,
how
no.
exciting can SantaCon be? Oh, look, your suit's red with white fur too? Cool,
yeah.
So is mine.
Yeah, no, no.
Great idea, guys. Great convention.
In Italy, there's no Santa Claus. It's a person, a little witch called La Befana. She's an ugly witch, and instead of Santa, she flies around on a broom and delivers your presents and candies.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you, folks. I'm pretty happy that I have Christmas here in Vancouver, BC.
Hey, guess
Santa
what, Italy?
Comes down and gives me treats for cookies.
Wait, I got more.
Wait, I want to say something.
Okay, say.
Hey, Italy.
Hey,
it's
Italy.
It's called Halloween. Get with the effing times.
Whoa.
That's all I have to say about that.
Anger management much.
I got to say, Jay you Brown's ordered the here. Worst pieces of pizza ever.
I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
What the hell is this?
That's a barbecue chicken pizza.
Oh, my God. Pizza. I'm talking about Christmas.
You don't like barbecue pizza. Chicken pizza?
I'm shaking my head at you right now.
I'm just going to keep talking.
Okay, I want to hear about Christmas.
Okay, in Estonia, people...
you get one more, Ed, and then I want to play another Christmas tune.
Rude. Okay, on Christmas Eve, people they talk to their spirits and ancestors. In Estonia, there's no sort of Christianity involved in the whole situation. So what do they do? But they bring home Christmas straw. Apparently,
Christmas what?
Christmas straw. It's supposed to symbolize the manger. However, who's manger? Because they're not Christian, so why? Anyway, so they bring home Christmas straw.
Don't judge.
And I'm not judging, I'm just asking. They bring home Christmas straw, and the children are encouraged to frolic around in the filthy straw.
What?
I don't know. They do. And then they all go into sauna. So essentially you, you roll around in straw and then you sit naked with your family in a sweaty sauna.
Smelling like a barn.
Yeah.
Sounds like my childhood.
Sounds festive.
And you talk.
Reminds me of home.
And you make contact with your dead relatives.
Oh, so okay, so you have a Ouija board, a sauna.
And straw.
And straw.
It's like a sweat lodge.
Yeah. If they did it in reverse, it would stick and you'd have like a little Christmas straw outfit.
Well, there you go. Christmas Around the World by Edward Vint, a.k.a. Ready Eddie, a.k.a. Vintage.
You know what? I bet you people think our Christmas tradition's a little bit weird. Like, we put gifts in a sock and hang it above a fireplace.
And you put coal in the end of a sock?
Yeah.
And a man created by Coca-Cola comes and delivers presents to you down your
chimney?
Don't
diss St. Nick. Or buddies. Let's listen to some more tunes.
Yeah, man. I love
okay,
the
I
tunes.
Okay, I have to give a shout out to my friend Newman. He's listening. He's sick in bed. He's in LA. Fabulous DJ. DJing a New Year's party with me. Sorry that my mouth is full of pizza. It's very unprofessional. But it's so, so good. He's DJing at the Shits Poppin' Off New Year's Eve party. You can get your tickets at shitspoppinoff.com. And I'm going to play one of his remixes right meow.
No, you're not, because I have to turn up the stereo first.
Right meow. Right meow.
Home from our house Christmas Eve.
such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table and a pudding made of pig and a blue and silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Always with the mouthful, always with the mouthful.
I love that track. We got all the Christmas classics here.
Poor Granny, she got run down.
So, you know, since it's the Christmas season, we thought we'd be festive and call up our buddy Jesus and just see what he's what he's getting up to for his birthday coming up in just a couple days, actually.
Yeah, I think we should call him and sing happy birthday to him.
Yeah, let's do it up.
All right, it's dialing.
Is it dialing?
Oh, wait, is it Jesus?
Hello?
Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, you have to turn up my...
Oh, Jesus, are you there?
Jesus, can you hear us? Where's Jesus?
We might have to call Jesus back.
Wait, it's
tough where he is to get reception.
I know. Is this the one that's making...
He doesn't have enough bars.
Yeah, Jesus is plugged in.
Jesus, that's too bad.
I heard him for a second. He's so ominous. He just kind of...
I don't know. That's too
okay,
bad.
We'll call Jesus back a little later on.
Oh, Jesus.
That didn't work out very well, Jesus.
You can make water into wine, but you can't pick up the phone.
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll have to explain what's happening here at CITR because...
Phones don't work.
The phone doesn't work.
Yeah,
so
some
all of
jackass
our segments,
broke the phones.
Way to go.
I don't know who it was. Phone, it definitely wasn't us, breakers.
No, we usually, I mean, which is surprising.
Yeah, because usually we break something when we're here.
Oops. One or two things. But yeah, no, we're trying to use the wonderful technology of an iPhone, plugging it in, and yummy, 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 nappa ding dong, but it's not working.
So what's going on?
We're missing somebody.
Oh, no, I have audio coming through. This should work.
Yeah, there's definitely music playing right now.
I'm like, it's Jesus playing some songs.
Jesus is playing the Kills right now. You're so cool, Jesus.
Jesus,
okay, let's
wow.
call Jesus back.
All right.
First, I'm going to... maybe we should play a track.
No, let's talk.
Okay, let's talk.
We're missing a one of the three. Four.
Yeah, Brain. Jay Brown couldn't be here, unfortunately, because he had some bad news happen in his family, so he's taking care of business.
So shout out to Jay Bizzle Brown.
Yeah, it's always terrible when stuff like that happens around this time of year.
Yeah, it's never fun.
Thanks, Jesus.
Whoa. Yeah. We're about to talk to him here, so.
It's so quiet. Turn it up.
Jesus? You have to turn it way up.
It sounds like he's in a can.
Hello?
Hello?
Jesus?
Yes, this is Jesus.
Oh, okay, sorry. No, we got no, you, sorry, buddy. No, no, no. Finally.
No, sorry about that. I had some lack of faith stuck in my throat. Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus.
How you
Okay.
Really good. How are you, man? Your birthday's coming up next week. Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm totally excited. What? I'm going to be, you know, just shy over 2,000 years.
God, what?
Well,
what?
According to, like, the Christian calendar. I don't want to get into the whole Muslim and Judeo calendar.
Yeah,
we don't want to offend anyone.
No.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to offend how wrong they are. But don't.
What are the big plans?
You're talking to Jesus. I'm the one who can verify which religion is right.
Oh.
So, wait, before we get into religion, I have a question for you. How come you never tan, Jesus? You're always so white for living in the Middle East.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's a lot of people don't know this, but my father, he was originally from Nazareth. So, you know, he's a Middle Eastern fellow, had a little bit of a curly-haired thing going on. But my mother was actually from Poland.
Oh.
In the Polish area. So I'm actually half Polish.
She has some strong
genes.
This isn't 100% live, right? I don't want that secret to get out. That's like up there with the Da Vinci Code.
It's only 80% live.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. 80%, 85%.
So, dude, how do you celebrate like the 2000 whatever birthday? I mean, that's crazy. What are the big plans?
That's pretty major.
What is someone throwing you a party?
Have you hired an event planner or something?
The way I throw my parties,
embossed invitations.
I don't like having a lot of alcohol in there because everyone just does like the whole water and the wine kind of thing. Some guests have shown up. How's everybody doing?
Wow. Jesus.
Sounds like you have some Japanese students coming over to your house for a party, Jesus.
Starting a couple days early, huh? It's like a 4 or 5 day party.
You know what? When you are in charge of taking care of an entire planet and people are, you know, praying to you every single, you know, night, just asking for anything and everything, I think it's okay if I take 2 weeks off for myself just to indulge in my own sort of
fair enough.
You must need to take a lot of Valium to keep those voices in your head all the time down.
Well, it's I do have to take a lot of Valium. Doing the yoga thing and drinking helps as well.
So what's the big ticket item this year? What are you asking for your birthday? Because I mean, what do you get the guy who has everything in his fingertips, right?
Please, 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 Mr. Radio DJ Man. Even though I am Jesus, I can't remember your name, but. I would have to say I'm above, you know, asking for material possessions, but if you really wanted to get me something nice, I really want to get one of those iPods. Have you seen one of those things?
Yeah,
we have
fancy.
Two in front of us, actually.
You could take all of your music out of your computer and put it into this fucking thing.
Hey, Jesus.
Sorry. I've had some wine already.
Jesus.
It's okay. You're loud.
Yeah,
Jesus, can you believe it? Yeah. We're actually talking to you on an iPod thing right now.
Wow.
You're in my iPod.
Honestly, I don't mean to toot my own horn with my religion, but that is a miracle.
Jesus.
You know, don't worry about all the art that humanity has created or the achievements like going to the moon or exploration or anything. I'm just glad I can talk on an iPod.
Me too. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, that's all right. Sing it, sister.
Hey, Jesus, what do you... I just, like, on the news the other day, I was hearing that scientists are saying that the 25th isn't your real birthday. Like, what do you say to scientists always trying to ruin crash your party?
Steal your thunder.
Yeah, science, what's that about? Science
well,
crap.
I think... Well, my opinion on this, and I think most people who have any ounce of common sense or, you know, have any kind of faith in me, is that scientists are...
I don't know if those things go together.
They're all a bunch of fake heretics and are up to no good and have never done anything to prosper humanity as a whole. So I think we should just find them and, you know, treat them like a bunch of Philistines.
Stone them at the gates?
Okay. So, Jesus, I have a question
for
you.
Whoa, you're saying that, not me.
I have a question for you, Jesus. All right, so there's all kinds of religions, and we all celebrate your birthday and all that jazz, but what's with the Jehovah's Witness people who they observe your birthday, but they don't actually celebrate for you? They just say happy birthday, and that's it. Like, what's the deal?
Oh, yeah, you know what? There are a lot of strange people or organizations out there nowadays, and I'll let you know a little secret. Those guys are just in it for the money. Like they use my name for like tax write-offs and, you know, for corporate benefits and It's, you know, if you're gonna you know, worship me or do things in my name, at least take my, you know, celebrate my birthday.
Yeah, right?
Definitely.
And party a little bit.
You know, it's something to do. Because, well, I mean, if you're not going to do that, what's the point of celebrating it at all? You know what I'm saying?
Jesus, thank you.
Of course you do.
Thank you so much for calling in. One last question before we go, though. Santa.
Okay, shoot there, tough guy.
Santa, you know, he really, like... He's out there in a big way around this time of year, and I think he kind of takes away from some of your action. I mean, do you have anything to say to Santa, or do you have any comments on that? Because he's kind of getting in on your turf a little bit.
Does he show up at your birthday or what?
Are you guys cool?
Yeah, we things have calmed down between us. I mean, he's you know, he used to be one of the angels up in heaven, and he decided to go do his own thing and start up a company, which is good. You know, to start up a company isn't against God, but you know, it's been kind of touchy. It's kind of like Microsoft and you know, Macintosh. You know, we're at peace with each other, but given the opportunity, I would kill him.
Okay, thank you.
Wait,
very much, Jesus.
I have one last question.
Okay.
I don't know if this is like kind of taboo to ask. Am I in?
Oh, come on, I'm Jesus.
Am I in? Am I in, JC? Am I in?
Well, I don't know. After that thing you did last night.
Hey! I knew it.
I've already said too much there, Tasty Cakes.
Jesus just called me Tasty Cakes.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule. I hope you have a fantastic birthday week.
Hey, can you pass that phone number on to me? I need to use it later.
Yeah, I might need it a
little bit
later.
It's always good having Jesus' number in your back pocket.
Yeah, I'm saving this for sure.
You got an email?
Thanks, JC. Well,
no problem. Enjoy my birthday. Drink a lot and just be safe. Okay, everyone. That's
okay.
All I ask.
We're
okay.
Always safe.
Awesome.
Okay. Thanks, Jesus.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, he's wow. Such a nice guy.
Jesus is rad.
Dude, that would be the party of the century to be at.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. I got invites. I don't know if
Tasty
he,
Cakes.
I don't
think
know if he sent
what the hell
to you guys.
I
got a plus one, so I think I'm gonna bring Jay though.
What? Jesus just called me Tasty Cakes.
Jay's
taking
not
Jay?
Even here right now.
Cannot believe this.
Forget
crap.
That, Jazz.
Holy.
Do
smokes.
We have any more Christmas tunes? Or
no.
Here's the thing. One of my favorite DJs of all time. I know I throw this term around lightly, but there's lots of great DJs in the world. But I only have a few. But AC Slater, not. Mario Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
I know, you're a little disappointed.
Yeah, I was really
like,
hoping for a mullet when I came in.
You were hoping that Mario Lopez and I were going to wrestle, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, definitely.
A little bit.
That would be oddly
You both have
erotic.
To wear those Zumba pants.
Oh, Zumba Zumba. Zumba Zumba. No, we've got AC Slater, who's like an unreal DJ from New York. He's been stuck in Ohio all day, and he just landed in New York, and we're going to talk to him in a few minutes. But first, we're going to listen to what else but New York, New York.
New York, New York.
Oh, I have to plug it in to do that.
Yeah, because you plugged in the phone to talk to Jesus.
Maybe I should.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Here we go. New York, New York. Chufu, Big Room Mix.
Thank you. starts spreading. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9, hot mess all over your face. That's this, that's that, that's us.
Yo, I just wanted to plug this show. A bunch of friends of mine are doing a burlesque show at the Edgewater Casino. It's called Underneath the Mistletoe with Magic Box. They're doing two shoe toes. They're doing two shows tonight at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. and another show tomorrow night at 10 p.m. That's burlesque at the Edgewater Casino. It's like a burlesque Christmas show with Santa and all kinds of...
So like not Santa not hats and pasties at
yeah,
the same time.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So if you guys like burlesque shows and Christmas and gambling and alcoholic beverages, go down to the Edgewater Casino tonight and tomorrow and check it out. It's going to be dope.
Hey. If you're phoning us, we can't
answer. Yeah, the phones are broke.
We've had three people phone. We can't talk to you. So email us at the show.
But thanks for calling.
At hotmess.org. And we can get that email right away on the Black Bizzleberry.
Guess who we're talking to?
Who?
We're going to talk to AC Slater.
Mario Lopez? Oh, no. Wait,
no, we're not going to talk. But we're going to bring him on right now.
Are we?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Hot Mess.
Hi, thanks.
How are you?
I'm good.
You spent a whole day in Ohio airport.
I did.
How was that?
It was exciting.
I can tell by your voice that it was just out of this world exciting.
Do they have anywhere where you could sleep?
No, I just I plugged into the wall and I interneted all day.
Oh, nice.
You kind of also like kept me from working all day, which was really fabulous. Thank
you. What's the highlight of the Ohio airport?
Actually, there's like it was kind of cool. There's a lot of like army guys coming in, and like their families were there, and it was like these crazy like emotional
reunions
displays. Yeah, it was really cool. Actually.
Oh wow.
Other than that, it's pretty boring.
That's kind of cool though.
The internet helped me. But that was pretty cool to see a lot of tears being shed.
Oh, that's neat.
Where are you going? Where are you flying to that got you stuck there?
I just got back to New York. I'm in a taxi on my way home, actually.
Oh, nice.
So let's talk about this. You played a show in New York. You're a crazy awesome DJ. Jack Got Jack just exploded everybody's brains. That's from the Mr. Fingers track, right? The classic house, Chicago house track.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired you to use that? Like, did you used to really be into Chicago house, or how did you get your starts to make this insane track?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a concept I actually had for a while that I talked about and I planned on doing. I've never actually really been into house music. I was never really into the attitude or whatever that came along with it.
Yeah.
What's the attitude that goes with house music?
I don't know. When I was younger, like, before I kind of got...
They're kind of like purists a little bit.
Yeah, like that kind of thing. I'm probably going to talk myself into a hole.
Like, I'm like house is the only real DJ music and everything else is garbage?
They just sort of, they can be a little bit pretentious.
Yeah.
Without putting myself into a hole either.
that was just my, you know.
Your politically correct answer.
I read something really cool about how you started DJing. You used your parents' like old, like stand up cabinet DJ table. Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Oh. Damn it.
I used my parents' turntable, but it wasn't.
From
an old turntable. It wasn't like a cabinet.
Oh, okay. Well, this blog totally lied and made me look like a fool.
Check your sources.
There's
what are you doing for New Year's? Are you playing a big show on New Year's, or are you going to take the night off and just go and enjoy someone else's music?
Yeah, I'm actually playing in Brooklyn at Europa with Kill the Noise and Udachi and some other locals.
Nice.
Should be pretty good. I haven't played on New Year's in a long time.
Oh, yeah?
Playing on New Year's is great because you get paid.
Chill out on New Year's, but...
Do you, like, chill out and sit on the couch at home, or do you just kind of chill out and go out and not work?
Yeah, just chill out with the friends. I don't really like to go out on New Year's because it's such a huge production, but I think it'll be fun. It'll be fun this year being around
especially in New York. I mean, like, everyone goes down to Times Square. It must be a total clusterfuck down there.
Oh, you broke it.
Yeah, stay away from there.
Yeah. Yeah. I would
nowhere to pee. I went there once and you have, like, I had to, like, pee in a bottle.
Oh.
In front of, like, a million people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've always seen it on TV, and I'm like, that doesn't look like fun at all. Everyone's crammed into these little fenced-off areas, and you're just standing there for hours, and you can't pee.
Yeah. Yeah, the coolest thing that happened to me there was I saw the boyfriend, Arlene's boyfriend from Roseanne.
Shut up.
The guy who plays that guy.
That's awesome.
Like, wow, he's kind of like a celebrity.
Yeah, he's got a new show now called, like, The Big Bang Theory, and he plays, like, a sci-fi geek, and it's pretty hilarious, actually.
I haven't seen it.
You should check it out.
Matt, career, some people have jobs.
Listen.
Ouch.
I watch TV sometimes. I'd like to know what's out there, sort of. Whatever. Don't judge me. I'm an artist.
It's on in the evenings. Whatever.
Taxi driver here.
Okay, Aaron, when... Oh, sorry.
I love it, dude. We got pizza. We got cabs.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. We were ordering pizza on the show earlier.
A little bit earlier.
It just kind of happens sometimes. And you're
it's like multitasking.
Yeah,
it's true.
You're an international man of leisure. You're on the move.
Aaron, I would like to formally apologize on air for drunk texting you so much last night.
That was amazing. Also, thank you for the voicemail at 5 in the morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Pretty epic. Pretty sure I, like, yeah. Don't even know Aaron, and he gave me his phone number, and I sent him, like, above 50 text messages last night.
You guys have never met?
No. Groupie really? Love.
Way
groupie
to go,
love.
Neutron. Way to go.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Dude, I'll say
I'm
this, though.
He's actually on the show today.
I'm epic when I'm...
Yeah, you're one of the most awesome people I've ever met, and I know a lot of awesome people, so she's cool.
Yeah, I could sense your professionalism through your text message.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Well, thanks so much. I know you've had a crazy long day, but thanks for talking to us.
Do you have a blog or a website that people can go check out?
What's that?
MySpace.com / the AC Slater, right? That's where everybody can... Can people buy your music off there, too? You can buy them off Beatport.
Yeah, there's links on there to where you can buy it.
Fabulous. You guys have to go check it out. We're going to listen to some of AC's tracks right now. We have Dandroid in the studio, and he's going to be playing some funky tunes. So happy. I hope you get home safe, AC, and we'll talk to you real soon.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for calling in, brother. Take care, man.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
Oh, you know what I just realized?
What?
This is the nice gentleman that I completely massacred his name on the air.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
He called in, remember the show? What an idiot am I?
What happened?
I called him like Sandro or something.
Oh, yeah, he did. This is Dandroid, not Sandroid. Ed, you are my hero.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, so this is Dandroid. He does Shit's Popping Off. We do Shit's Popping Off. And
the kid.
Kid, you want to come say hello?
Yeah, hi. How's it going?
Kid, how are you?
Great.
So what's going on? You got a night in Vancouver that you're going to be playing, or where can we come and hear your music more?
Well, we're going to be doing the New Year's Shit's Popping Off at Studio 538. Sam mentioned that a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Sounds awesome.
I'm a full retard right now. Full retard. Okay, wait. Last night, I may or may not have chipped your tooth. Can you tell me what happened? Can you recount for our listeners what happened? We weren't making out, for the record.
No.
I was very not like that at all.
I was standing beside you at the Fake Blood show and enjoying a bottle of Stella, and you saw someone you hadn't seen in a while, got excited, raised your arm up, and smashed the bottle into my face.
You are like a whirling dervish. You are so dangerous.
I am dangerous.
Like, holy cow.
Shut up.
You haven't even met that AC Slater guy, and you were like... texting him and calling him all night?
I wasn't texting and calling him all night. We were.
And then there's all the things that Jesus knows that none of us know.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
I was a bundle of trouble last night.
Okay.
Well, let's get into some of these awesome tunes. I'm getting really excited now.
Okay, I'm going to do a few AC Slater tracks off the top and then get into it for everyone. So.
Get it going. Get after it.
That's right. This is Dandroid right here on CITR 101.9.
Hot Man!
Thank you. Dimension. Dimension.
Awesome.
Good tunes. Thank you guys so much for listening. From Hot Mess, hope you guys all have a fantastic Christmas and holiday season.
Happy holiday.
If there's anyone out there who wants to take DJ lessons, you can take them at School of Mix from Dandroid, which is awesome. So if there's any aspiring DJs out there, just go to www.schoolofmix.com.
That's right.
To see what we're all going to be doing over the holidays and over New Year's, go to hotmess.org and read our wild and crazy blogs. Of course, Blontrons will be the wildest and the craziest.
As always. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. See you guys in the 09.
I'm
going
to play some Charlie Brown Christmas because it's my favorite. Oh, I should probably turn up my... Oh, there we go.
It's moments like that.
I love you, Hot Mess. Happy New Year.